Okay, let's get started. Today's podcast is one of my favorite subjects. It's an important subject. I hope you will tell other students about this podcast. I hope you will listen to this podcast and understand it and follow the advice in it. Okay, here we go. The title of this podcast is Why Grammar is Bad. Grammar study is harmful. Grammar study will hurt your English ability. Do not study grammar. If you have problems communicating in English after years of study, it's probably because you study grammar. If you have problems understanding English after years of study, it's probably because you study grammar. If your English is hesitant, broken, and slow, it's probably because you study grammar. If you are nervous and stressed by English, it's probably because you study grammar. If you hate English, English teachers, and English class, it's probably because you study grammar. Stop studying grammar. Grammar is not only useless, it is actually harmful. Grammar study will cause you to learn more slowly, understand less quickly, and feel less confident. Most students, of course, believe the opposite. They are convinced that grammar is the key to learning English. They spend years memorizing grammar rules. They spend years listening to teachers explain grammar. They spend years reading grammar textbooks. Teachers, textbooks, and schools all tell the student the same thing. You need more grammar. You must study grammar. When their students fail to improve, fail to communicate, fail to use English, and fail to become fluent, the schools recommend more of the same. Grammar, grammar, and more grammar. The famous definition of insanity is doing the same thing but expecting a different result. By this rule, most English schools and teachers are insane. But why? Why is grammar study harmful? The answer is that grammar study provides too much unnecessary information. It overwhelms your brain's ability to learn the language. Grammar rules force you to analyze the language, and that interferes with your brain's natural ability to learn and understand it without effort. Malcolm Gladwell, in his book Blink, gave the following example to illustrate the harm caused by too much unnecessary information. Let me give you a very simple example of this. Picture in your mind the face of the person who sat next to you on the bus today. Any stranger whom you've seen recently will do. Now, if I were to ask you to pick that person out of a line of people, could you do it? I'm sure you could. Recognizing someone's face is a classic example of unconscious mental ability. We don't have to think about it. But imagine if I were to ask you to take a pen and paper and write down a detailed description of what that person looks like. Describe their face. What color was their hair? What were they wearing? Believe it or not, you will now do a lot worse at picking that face out of a group. This is because the act of consciously thinking about and describing a face has the effect of hurting your normally effortless ability to recognize that face. We all have instinctive, natural memory for faces. But by forcing you to analyze and describe that memory, to explain it, I separate you from your natural ability. Grammar study does the same thing that describing a face does. It forces you to analyze and explain the language, and therefore hurts your natural ability to learn the language effortlessly. The problem with grammar study is that it interferes with your natural language learning ability, an ability that is very powerful, but unconscious. By forcing you to explain English, the teacher actually hurts your ability to learn English. That is why so many advanced students, after years of study, still have so much trouble understanding and using English. Every time they want to say something, they first think about it consciously. They may even think in their native language first, then translate to English, then analyze the sentence for grammar mistakes, and then, finally, say it. Therefore, their speech is very slow, very hesitant, and very unnatural. It's even worse with listening. When listening, there is no time for conscious thinking and analyzing. You must be able to understand instantly. If you must think about the language, if you must analyze the grammar, if you must translate, you will soon be lost. Your grammar